Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, the mortality rate on the COVID-19. By the way, you know, I told you about this yesterday, and I don't know how many of you really looked this up yourself. I'm not spoon-feeding you. But you know how it's racist to say, you know, Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it? Does anybody know what COVID stands for? The first three letters in COVID, COV, stand for the Chinese originated virus. Hello? And that's from the World Health Organization. So the same boneheads who were mad the other day because, who was it, Pompeo or whoever, wanted to call it the coronavirus? And this is just crazy. I gave out some numbers. Somebody said, hey, check your numbers for America. All right. All right. I'm going to check my numbers for America. U.S. cases of confirmed coronavirus, 101,657 as of a few minutes ago, because of the World Health Organization, as well as the CDC. Total deaths, 1581. Now, again, so we're clear, although the fact that I have to keep saying this is really stupid. But, you know, the bottom line with this is the numbers don't make sense. Right? You hearing me? You're losing that many people a week or every 10 days to the regular flu. So make up your mind. You know, was one worse, more worse than the other because you can pin it on Trump? See, is the virus real? Yes. What I don't understand is this run to hang it on Trump. And the funny thing about all of this, too, is you don't hear mainstream media talking about this, do you? Anybody? No, you don't. Because then they would have to, I'll get in trouble for saying it. But the hoax isn't that the virus, you guys make me nuts when you do that. The hoax isn't the fact that the virus is a hoax. Right? The whole hoax that Trump was talking about is the way that the Democrats were blowing it up. I mean, I watched an interview from de Blasio earlier today. That's interesting. I was watching from de Blasio today. And de Blasio... It was an interview from, I think it was the second week of February, where he was telling people not to buy into this. Again, we talked about it yesterday, but he was telling people not to buy into this because it wasn't real. So, people, I'm just kind of confused. Is it real or is it not real? Right? Just asking. I don't know which is which. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, some of you who didn't catch the earlier segment, or first hour, I had Sam Sorbo on, because many of you are, I won't say struggling with, You might be mentally struggling with it, but you're not physically struggling with it. Homeschooling. Having to teach your kids. Worried about doing it right. You know what? Just breathe. Breathe. Okay? Stop for a second and breathe. For my Christian friends, just ask God for guidance and patience. Make sure you don't take one of your kids out. You're not going to get too irritated. But you see what I'm saying? Just relax. It is what it is. You can't change it. So work from within it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As far as what the heck? See, I lost my train of thought. That's what happens after when you turn 41. Why is anybody? Yes, I was distracted by the beauty of the producer that walked in the room. Yes, producer Tammy. So, but when it comes to homeschool, yes, back to education. What makes you think that they can do it better than you? Right? No, really, what makes you think they can do it better than you? You know, the place I probably don't agree with Sam on is you know your kids better than the school does. Don't let them trick you into believing. I won't even say trick you. I don't mean that the way it sounds. But don't let them make you believe that because they have an education, right, because for teaching, that they're going to be better teaching your kids than you are. You don't know that. Kids learn differently. They respond differently to different people. They respond differently to different teachers. Anyway, in Los Angeles, we have a problem. Well, we have many problems in Los Angeles. But the grocery stores are being swarmed by homeless shoplifters. You know why? Because the legislature, in their infinite wisdom a few years ago, pretty much passed a law that said you couldn't arrest anybody for stealing under $1,000 worth of goods. All you could do is write them up. And they'd show up for court should they decide to show up for court, I guess, something like that. Right? Isn't that great? So now what happens is they're ransacking these stores that, you know, for supplies that are badly needed from people who actually need them, right? People that are willing to go in and pay for them. And now what's happening is they're going and they're stealing this stuff. So the store owners, and these aren't big stores, these are little grocery stores. So now these store owners that are living week to week like we are, they're trying to keep people employed. They're stealing stuff off the shelf. They can't work. It's just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Let's just bring him on because I know you guys are all waiting for him. You do every week. You don't break my heart. I love, you know, telling me you don't, that you want me. Bullpuckies. Take a listen. Okay, we're back at it again. We're just going to say goodnight, everyone. Xander and I do the whole show before we actually do the show, so, you know, what can I tell you? Anyway, always a pleasure to have him with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. And, Xander, yeah, we're going to kick off the weekend. We got a lot to talk about that went down this week, don't we?
We sure do. The world has gone mad again.
What is it? You got that little New York thing. We sure do. What is that? What is it?
I really
almost
don't know.
Like borderline Jersey going on there, you know? Anyway.
Jersey? No, I'm not from New Jersey. I'm from Long Island.
Isn't that funny? It's like the Jersey. We're all Americans. I get that. But, you know, you can insult somebody from New York by saying they sound like they're from Jersey. Same thing from Boston. You tell me I sound like I'm from New York. Those are fighting words, you know?
Yeah, I have to kind of like Brit up here, because when I go into a store, if I say, can I get a pint of milk, please? They're like, what? What are you talking about? So you go, well, can I get a quart of milk, please? And they're like, a quart? You mean a gallon of milk? I'm like, just give me the frickin' milk, you know?
Right. Just wave the money in front of their face. Like, get it now or what?
Now.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, I hear that Boris is in a bad way right now. Here in America, they're when they talk about, you know, hey, Trump's good buddy over there in the UK, he's got the virus now, right? He tested positive for the virus. Almost like they're gleeful about it. Aren't these the people of love?
Yeah, I'm kind of really concerned about that, but I have a little bit, you know what a cynic I am about these things, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think that certain people in the public eye have to test positive for the virus or appear to test positive for the virus, like, you know, Prince Charles has got it this week, Boris Johnson's got it this week, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. I mean, Boris is really the first conservative that I've heard that supposedly got it. But I'm still, once again, I'm going to give this disclaimer. I think everybody has to be as careful as the government is advising. But I still don't think it's actually the pandemic that they've made it out to be.
No, I don't either. The numbers don't add up, right?
No.
I mean, again, I keep telling people, put the numbers together, right? Let's just, because I don't have enough toes or fingers to pull this off. So let's just pull them back just a little bit. So we hit over half a
million. Yeah.
we hit over half a million yesterday, right? 500,000 confirmed cases. Now you gotta listen to the words carefully. So they had like 500,000 confirmed cases. That means they only tested or tested 500,000 people. They tested more than 500,000 people. Only came up with 500,000 confirmed. The numbers that over 90%, not 99 and not 95, but 91, 92% of the people being tested are coming up negative. I mean, they don't have the virus or any sign of the virus, right? So again, I'm not a mathematician, but if you got 500,000 confirmed, right? This is an algebraic term, I'm sure. And then you have 500,000 confirmed. How many did they actually test? That's the question I have at that point. Number two is, they say you have 120-some-odd thousand that have recovered, right? So you had people that actually had signs, chest pains, whatever, you know, whatever the symptoms are, and they've recovered from that. And then you had, I don't know what it was last I looked. What did we have, like 21,000, I think, people died from it. When you look at the Hong Kong flu and some of the other flus, they grew faster, they killed more people, they were more out of control than this one is. What's going on, Xander?
Well, you know what it's a little bit like, don't you? Do you remember in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, were they called Nielsen families? You know, these people that had all these special things put into their TV box to see what they've been watching. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And basically, then they would find out from that demographic, they would work out, you know, because you can't test every home in America. They would then work out a percentage of how many people had watched, you know, the Xander Gibbs Show or, you know, The Real Side with Joe Messina. And so they form this percentage based upon the number of those families that actually kind of worked on that. I don't think that the numbers are very specific. And what they're actually saying, you know, even people with really bad flu, but would have similar symptoms to COVID-19 or the coronavirus, they really would, they would totally kind of put them in that category. But I don't think that they should, because you've just got a bad case of the flu. You know, take some vitamin C, shut your face, and go to bed.
Yeah. Well, the flu, as you said, you know, as you alluded to, the flu actually is on track to be worse than it was last year and or the year before. And they're talking about the virus actually going into hiatus coming into the summer months. So I don't know what they really want, right? I mean, other than they want to get everybody crazy. But do you know COVID-19?
That name
was given to the virus by the World Health Organization, who said, by the way, at the end of February, early March, that there was nothing to worry about, nothing to see here, kind of thing. Keep going. But it's the first three letters stand for China originated virus. Okay? So,
but isn't that racist, Joe? Come on. You know, I blame Donald Trump for that. Donald Trump should have stamped down on the World Health Organization for allowing that to be called COVID-19.
But doesn't it show you how uninformed the media is?
Yeah.
Right?
It does.
With such an attitude, no, we have to call it COVID-19 because that's not racist. Really?
Yeah. You know, I'm all for not offending people, but we're offended because when we're not offended now, it's that ridiculous. You know, you can't refer to something as black. You know, most of my friends in America that happen to be black, if I say they're African American, they're like, Sonny, what the heck are you talking about? I've never even been to Africa. You know? So we're all being, trying to be so politically correct.
We're stupid.
That we're getting it wrong.
I'm sorry. We're just look it. I grew up and I know you're a tad younger than I am. I grew up making fun of Italians and Irish and the Chinese,
yeah.
And it wasn't in a hateful way. We were all part of the group laughing at each other.
Joe, I'm the first one to be telling jokes about gay people and
I know.
New Yorkers and whatever else. You know, a whole part of my stand-up routine is to joke about, you know, things to do with gay people. But am I homophobic? Absolutely not. Because
yes, you are.
I'm gay myself.
I get those. Yeah. I got the emails in the early days that you were homophobic.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Take them off the show.
Yeah.
It's like, real. Yeah.
Get him off the show.
Let me jump right
on homophobic gay political commentator.
No, I remember. I just remember the first year or so you were on the show when people, they get nuts when we would make fun of, or he would make fun of gay people. Anyway, Joe Mazzino, your host, will be back more with Sandy Gibb after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzino here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a massive $2 trillion stimulus package for American workers and businesses in response to the coronavirus pandemic. There are now more than 1,500 deaths and 101,000 confirmed cases in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. Globally, more than 590,000 people have caught the virus, and it has killed over 26,000. More than 130,000 of those infected have already recovered, but there's still a long battle ahead, according to President Trump. For the first time, the United States has the most coronavirus cases in the world, now surpassing China. A record 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. And Los Angeles County, California, has temporarily closed all of its beaches to prevent crowds of people from spreading the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Size. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, be part of the solution, get involved. I know you didn't come here for me tonight. I know today you have tuned in to listen to this guy. I'm not heartbroken. Seriously. We're back at it again. Xander Gibbs with me. I always enjoy when he shows up at the end of the week and when I can rattle him out of bed, you know, that kind of thing. Anyhow, Xander, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time.
How very dare you. The pleasure is all yours, Joe. But, you know, we can't pound send anymore because it's kilograms now, isn't it? So you have to kilo send.
I don't know. You guys...
That's another bugbear for me.
You know, I grew up in the 70s. I had to learn metric and what's called the imperial system or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And how'd that work out for them? Right? I mean, that was right alongside the whole global cooling, warming, freezing thing, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, in my brain it's still like, because like here you can buy a pound of something now because it's, you know, because we've come out of the EU. But before that, they used to make you buy stuff by the kilogram. But what if you live alone? What if you don't need a kilo? And then they say, well, half a kilo, and people can't work out what half a kilo is. Oh. So, you know, it's all about control. That's what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
We will tell you what to think. We will tell you what to say. And if you don't say, we're going to say you're bad or a hater or you're phobic. You know.
But you keep them confused and you keep power, right? I mean, seriously. Think about
it.
So
exactly.
So your best buddy, De Blizzardo, he came out this week.
De Blizzardo.
Yeah.
Please pronounce his name properly.
I can't. You know what? Just the fact that he has a D-E in his name makes me sick, but that's beside the point. So he came out this week. You know, he's been pounding on the president. The president hasn't done enough, blah, 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 blah. Let me go throw up, right, kind of thing. And he was on the trains, and he was walking around New York City the first week of March going, don't buy into the hype of the coronavirus. Don't buy. Go see a movie. Go this. Go see these places. These are wonderful places. And the place is a ghost town. They've got more. I thought this was funny. There was a news flash while you and I were talking. Only five countries worldwide have more cases than New York City. Let me tell you what. New York City has more people in it than most third world countries.
Yeah.
Hello? Anybody home?
Well,
hello?
Isn't it the biggest metropolitan city in the world.
I believe so.
Apparently.
I believe so.
Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, the interesting thing is, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, you know, people, like, I'm sure this happens to you as well, people always send me links to articles and stories and videos and,
yep.
you know, stuff to include in the show. And I saw that Cuomo was praising, I'm talking
oh, yeah,
about,
that's right. That's right.
The governor, not the idiot that works for CNN.
You mean not Fredo?
Yeah, not Fredo, not little Fredo, which is racist as well, apparently, was praising the Donald for, you know, how he's handling the response to the coronavirus. So maybe they need to get a little bit ahead on you know, some consensus with that. But I think that Donald Trump is doing a pretty good job. In fact, I have to say, I think he's probably doing a better job than Boris, because Boris is talking about lockdown for 6 months.
Right.
You know, at least the Donald is talking about kind of like assessment points. You know, he wants people to start to be able to go back to work by Easter, if possible.
Right.
And obviously, those of us that are intelligent get that that's not a definite, that is an assessment point. But here, they're not even looking at that. But how can small businesses sustain for that period of time? How can self-employed people sustain for that period of time?
They can't.
It's just not going to happen.
No, they can't. Listen, I'm not, you know, being a conservative, my attitude is, you know, businesses sink or swim on their own, right? I know. Some of the people on the right don't think I am, but
talk to my manager, get me off this show.
I mean, people are, you know, they're talking about this, and I don't like all the stuff to Pelosi. I hope people strip out all the stuff Pelosi tried to sneak in that bill, but I get what the president is trying to do. He's like, look, the Democrats were screaming all he's worried about is the economy. No, not true. What he's worried about is people staying home, not being able to pay their bills, not being able to put food on the table.
Yeah.
If you keep the economy moving, even if the government subsidizes it for a little while, okay, people aren't going to lose hope, and they're going to keep working. You know,
for sure.
Under Obama, when the unemployment numbers were rising, people were jumping on disability after when they were getting close to running out of the money. If he had just helped truly stimulate small businesses, which, you know, 98% of this country runs on, we wouldn't have had those kind of issues, right?
No. No, but then you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, why aren't you giving any money to the illegals, Mr. President? No. Why would you give money to illegals in that situation? Why would they be part of that bill? The bill is to assist American citizens, citizens, during a time of crisis in the USA. So, AOC, I know you've listened to this show. Go pound sand, lady.
There you go. I love that. I think that's wonderful. But, you know, seriously, did you see her pounding the table? The other,
gesturing and flaunting, you know, a hands up in the air. And someone shared it today on social media and said, listen, watch it without the sound on. Later on, I'm gonna copy it and I'm going to put some head-banging music behind it.
That would be great. Now, I know this is wasted on you, but, you know, can you imagine dating her or being married to her? I mean, my God.
No.
I mean, seriously.
Do I have to? Is that part of the... No, I'd rather not. I mean, you know, I think she's, how can I say this politely? The woman is tapped. I mean, I'm sure she was a great bartender because, you know, crazy people make great bartenders. Yeah, let me get you a beer. Let me tell you my theories on life. But, you know, to be a politician, a representative, no way.
For my old drinking days, with all due respect to the majority of bartenders, okay, I mean, seriously, when you hang out at the bar, the bartender is not the smartest guy in the room, okay? I mean, great people, wonderful, loving people, you have to be. To listen to the crap that comes from the other side of the bar, you got to be a very patient and wonderful person, all right? But congressional material, I mean, I know she's kind of the rumor is she's like an actress kind of thing and all that, but I mean, who actually sat there and looked at her and went, you know what? That's congressional material. Give me another whiskey.
Right? Maybe Joe Biden. Maybe Joe Biden. Maybe it was at the point that, Joe started dementing. And he'd gone into a bar in the Bronx and seen this idiot. I mean, this young lady behind the bar, and said, we could do something with her. Let me sniff her hair and we'll see where we go from there.
Like, well, now he's up on sexual allegations. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. I saw that this week. I mean, it's about time. But interestingly enough, I actually feel a bit sorry for Joe because it's actually irresponsible of the Democrats and his wife to be trotting him out.
Yep.
Where he doesn't know where he is. I don't think, you know, regardless of his politics, you know, he's a human being, and it is disgusting that they're trotting this guy out to do interviews, and he's losing his thread. And it's not just because he's forgetting. Clearly there's something going on, and my heart really does go out.
No, I agree with you. You're 100% on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, you see him. Look, I've got people close to me that, you know, I grew up with that have Alzheimer's. I've got other people that I'm dealing with right now that have Alzheimer's and early dementia.
Right.
And you can see it all over the guy. And you're exactly right. Shame on them for putting politics in front of the man's health, you know? And with all due respect to Joe, you know, he has served his country. He was in the military. You know, and again, you got to give him credit for that, all right? But at this point in time in his life, Joe, go be with your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Go relax and enjoy your last days, whether they're 5 days or five more years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Enjoy life, right? We're not trying to be nasty here.
He is just a placeholder. You know, we've talked about this before, and, you know, we've both talked about this with Dr. Lamiro. You know, they're clearly going to slide somebody else in, whether it be, you know, Hillary or Michael Obama. But either way, it's still not fair to them. When you look at Joe as VP, Joe would never have been as rude as he has been to some members of the public.
No.
You know, dog face.
No, he's a mad old guy. You know, I envisioned him on the porch, you know, yelling at the kids going by. Right?
Yeah.
The hell's wrong with you? Why do you have to make so much noise? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
When I was your age, I only had one shoe. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to, for a quick break, we'll be back in a minute. God, that was bad. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. He'll still be with me. I haven't cleared the check yet, so we're good. We'll be right back. All right, here we go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks.
Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Next hour, we're going to beat up, and I mean beat up, on the Biden gaffes of the century. But when he gave a speech in the day, the gibberish was so bad, it reminded me, well, look him up during the break. People like Professor Irwin Corey. That's who came to mind. And some of you know exactly who I'm talking about. We're back. I got my famous buddy with me, and he is famous. Over there, he's very famous. Me, they don't know so much. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, to kick the weekend off. Always have a lot of fun with him. And I'm not making fun of Joe Biden, people, so keep your emails. You know, don't send them to me. I feel bad for the guy. I honestly do. Yeah. And not because of party politics. I feel bad for the guy because I think they're using him, right?
Absolutely. And I think that ultimately, you know, we talked about this before this show. We have to see the human being behind this, not with Hillary, but with everybody else. Because when you're responsible for killing people, I think you've lost your humanity, or when you've even been connected to that.
Yep.
But yes, definitely everybody else, because I, you know, in this instance with Joe Biden, they're actually using him, and that is really unfair to him, and it's also disrespectful to people with dementia as well.
Yep.
And to put him out there and not be honest, because would you vote? I wouldn't vote if it, you know, if it became apparent by the next election that Donald Trump was dementing, we couldn't support that, could we?
No, I wouldn't. I don't care what side of the aisle he's on. You know, they scream about Donald being the lying president, right? But yet, do you really want Joe in charge of the button?
No.
You know, did you hear him the other day? He came out. He couldn't have, I mean, he was trying to do a little speech, and he couldn't keep his thoughts together. He got so lost. And I'll tell you what came to my mind. You ready for that? You're going to laugh. I'm thinking that I'd rather have Professor Irwin Corey or Norm Crosby speaking up there. I would understand them a little better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you were going to say Dr. Phil then. I was like, no, definitely not Dr. Phil. But, yeah, I mean, I've heard people say, well, you know, about Ronald Reagan, because Ronald Reagan, obviously, towards the end of his tenure, was having some health problems.
Yep.
But certainly not to this level.
No, you're right. His was, you know, he would forget what he said or forget, you know, kind of forget what was on the schedule for the day or what have you. But he had enough people around him that cared about him, okay, that would keep him from pressing the wrong button, seriously. But
this was at the end of his tenure, not at the beginning.
Right.
You know, if he had shown those facets before and during the run-up to him becoming the president, it would have been a possibility. But he was a great president. You know, he did a great job.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I agree with that. I mean,
as far as I'm concerned,
people need people. You know, when you're behind guys like you and I, when we're behind the president, we are the first. We've called him out on this show. We go back and look at it. We've called him out for the tweets and some of the other stuff he's done. It just makes me nuts.
But the thing is, for me, Joe, and I will continue to. I support Donald Trump 200%, and he knows that. However, I think the thing about supporting the president or supporting a political ideology is that you're detached enough to be able to say when you disagree, because if not, you're just an automaton, and I don't want to be an automaton. You know, I was a Democrat, so I've experienced that, because the Democrats won't ever disagree with the party line. Have you noticed that?
Oh, never. They listen, you got to give them credit, right? They are so lockstep. They remind me of the goose-stepping, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but whatever, the goose-stepping Nazis, all in the same line, all speaking the same thing. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. They've got the line. They're going to use the line, and that is scary to me. That is so scary.
It is to me, too, and I think that as Americans, we need to hold ourselves to a better standard, both sides of the aisle. I mean, don't even get me started on Nancy Pelosi, you know, holding America to ransom, you know, this week with regards to the financial aid package for Americans, you know, trying to throw in the Green New Deal and all of these other things. I mean, she's still getting her paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, she's still,
and more.
She's still getting paid in vodka.
Yep.
You know, allegedly, of course.
Yeah.
Got problems, write to Joe at joemessina.com.
Yeah, the only way to fix this is to vote them all out in one sweeping stretch. And I've always been against that kind of thing. But in this case, you can see the infection, the real infection that's running around D.C. going on, you know, at the Capitol. And they just all need to be replaced. You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think this, you know, because what I'm waiting for a 9/11 response. Because you know, I wasn't in America during 9/11, but those that I know that were tell me that everybody came together, you know, black, white, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, everyone pulled together because we were one America. Why are we not one America again when this supposed pandemic is affecting everybody, or the response to it is definitely affecting everybody.
Well, here I got a good one for you. You're gonna enjoy this one. You know, in California, they passed a law that said that you couldn't you couldn't arrest, you couldn't jail somebody for shoplifting under $1,000. Okay, I want you to think about
you know during
about
that, Corona, right? You mean
during anything? They passed this 2 years ago because the police were inundated, the jails were overcrowded. Well, they were overcrowded with thieves, but anyway, so the jails were overcrowded. So here's what started happening about 5 or 6 months ago: people were running into stores and they were walking out with $800-$900 worth of clothes, merchandise, and that kind of stuff. Right? Because seriously, they wouldn't chase you. They wouldn't go after you. The cops wouldn't hunt you down. If they saw you walking out of the store with them and there was a cop there, they would stop you and give you a ticket. It was a ticketable.
Isn't that a license to steal?
Thank you. Right? So now we have pictures of people going in and grabbing a bunch of stuff off a rack and walking out of the store. Nobody's stopping them.
Yeah.
We had it. So grocery stores in Los Angeles now are complaining and they're saying, look, we are being swamped by homeless people filling up 2 grocery bags and walking out. And there's so many of them coming in and out, we can't keep up with it.
Wow.
Right? And the L.A., you know, the L.A. city people are like, yeah, well, you know, life stuff.
Well, and what does Governor Newsom say about
nothing.
It? I'm sure he's
is high. He has got the worst. I mean, approval rating, I don't know how he got reelected, and I live here. I have no sympathy for us. I have no sympathy for the people in New York. I have no sympathy for the people, you know, we've been through this, Chicago, places like that. You vote these people in, you get exactly what you deserve.
You see, I don't know what goes wrong with these places, because I remember when I lived in the UK before and coming to visit New York when Rudy Giuliani was, you know, in charge. You know, it used to be conservative, didn't it? You know, at least the mayor was conservative.
Yep.
Happened?
I don't know. You think it is people aren't paying attention, number one. Number two is, you know, I'm hearing that even in New York City, they're getting less and less and less of a turnout, right?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, who's actually turning out? I mean, this is the problem. You'll appreciate this because I think you were around then. Here's your city's great. You know, it's like here, and we'll just talk about my town. The schools are great. The kids are doing well. We have some of the highest test scores in the state. They go to Ivy League universities. You know what I'm saying? It's a clean environment. It's a safe environment.
Right.
So when people go to vote, or some will say, I don't need to go vote because everything's cool. I love my city, right? Or they go to vote and they say, hey, you know what? These guys, I'm going to vote for the incumbents because I love my school. People just don't pay attention for the most part. They don't realize how important this is.
I think that I thought the last election was probably the most important of our lifetime. But let's face it, as we go on, they're all, you know, of equal importance. And I think if Donald Trump does not win in November, then America is going to hell very quickly in a handbasket.
Oh.
Just given the example of the Democratic Party and their ideologies today, because they've come full circle.
Yep.
I mean, you know, when I was a Democrat, it was starting to turn dead, you know, the lunacy that's attached to it. I mean, I saw a video this week of Chuck Schumer talking about closing off the borders. What happened with all that, you know? but let me make a very quick point, because this is something that's really been juicy for me all week.
Yep.
You know, Donald Trump said, from the beginning, and even before he was the president, that we should bring business back to America, we should close off the borders. You know, who'd have thought that he was going to be proven right with this coronavirus? You know, they didn't think about that, did they? You know, Billy Bob and what's his face, Bush sent all of the medicines to be made in China, and now. You know, what Donald Trump was saying from day one is coming to pass, that, you know, we need to close the borders. We need to also bring back all of our business. And people are also saying here that all of the debt to China, people shouldn't pay it back. I just want to say one more time, China, a country, shouldn't pay back, because they've really just, you know, they've shafted us royally.
Yeah. Yeah, and in more ways than one. But you're exactly right about this, because they knew what was coming down. They knew what was going on. Hey, we've run out of time. Tell people real quick, where can they find you? I'm going to tell them where to find you. XanderGibb.com, XanderGibb.com. That's where you find things. Don't go far. A lot more coming up the next hour. We're going to do all the Biden gaffes and more. Joe Messina, your host, is in the real site. Don't go.